Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right, disembodied voice. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. All your great local affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 375, or maybe you're listening later on the free Odyssey app /podcast. It is Monday, June 2nd, 2025. And we will start here. The NBA Finals are set. The Pacers knocked out the Knicks 125-108 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals from Indianapolis. Pascal Siakam, your MVP for the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. So it's going to be Oklahoma City versus Indiana because that's how the NBA wants to market it. It's not the Thunder versus Pacers. Here is Oklahoma City head coach Mark Daigneault. Says he's got great respect for Rick Carlisle, Pacers head coach.
He's just got an unbelievable life in basketball. When you look at all the things he's experienced in his playing career and then in his assistant coaching career and his head coaching career, he's forgotten more about the game than most of us have seen. So I have a lot of respect for him.
I don't like that expression. I just don't like it. And also, he knows more basketball in his pinky than you ever could. Rick Carlisle, though, we may need to have a conversation about Rick Carlisle's place in history.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is a guy that I wanted the Bucks to hire. But they went a different direction. Rick Carlisle has been with the Pacers now since 2021. Previously was with the Pacers before that. Was also with the Dallas Mavericks. Won a title there. He's got a chance to win a finals with two different teams. Only a few guys have done that. Maybe three. Maybe four. It is not a very likely thing. The first run he had with Indiana, you know, they keep running into LeBron, as everybody in the East did. But Dallas, he took that team to the title in 2011, and then Indiana playing well now. So this will be a good matchup because you also got Mark Daigneault, who's gone his way through the Thunder system with the G League and now this team, and he's getting better. So both of these coaches, I think, very deserving of any praise that will be heaped upon them the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah, for sure. And let's hear from Rick Carlisle. He says the Thunder are going to be a hell of a challenge.
We understand the magnitude of the opponent.
Oklahoma City has been dominant all year long, with capital letters in the word dominant. Defensively, they're, you know, historically great, and they got all kinds of guys that can score. It's two teams that are that have similar structures, you know, slightly different styles, but Oklahoma's playing faster this year. I think it's has the makings of a great series.
Well, Indiana needs to play fast as well, because Oklahoma plays fast, but when Indiana can play fast, they're just as good. I believe they're 11-0 in the playoffs when pushing their total north of 110 points. So if they can do that, that would be good. I'm not sure if that stat is about Indiana or Oklahoma City. Can I tell you what my holdup is?
Sure.
Okay. So what was Indiana's record in the regular season?
Oh, of course that's information I had off the top of my head.
They were 50-32. Okay,
so I was just about to say this.
I'm reading this article from NBA.com, and it says, Oklahoma City plays the league's most physical and smothering defense, the sort of the refs can't call every foul style that stymie opponents competitively and mentally. Indiana just demonstrated how potent it can be when it plays fast, attacks both inside and out, and pushes its total north of 110 points. Parentheses, 11-0 in the playoffs so far when doing that, 52-23 in the regular season. So it's written as if that is about Indiana, but I think that's about Oklahoma City.
Word.
Anyway, the point is, both of these teams are going to try to play fast. Sorry to show my work there, but I felt like I needed to.
Well, your algebra teacher will be very proud. Let's go to the losing side, since we're probably not going to hear from the Knicks for quite longer after this. I'd say the moratorium on the Knicks funeral ends today. Here's Jalen Brunson. He's asked if this team is good enough to win a championship.
The most confidence. Overconfident. Seriously. There's not an ounce of any type of doubt that I'm not confident with this group.
The thing that they need to do the most is just get them to all play together in a way that...
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Benefits the team as a whole. What I mean by that is Karl Anthony Towns, good. Jalen Brunson, good. The two-man game could use a little bit of work. Only five times in the Eastern Conference Finals, on the 34 assists that Brunson had, only five of those went to Towns.
Oof.
And Brunson's assist per game went down with each and every series. So finding Towns and playing together, because a lot of times when they had big games, it was like independent of the other one, but they've got to find a way to maximize their usage on court together. And I think running it back probably is the right option for them. Again, this was a trade made at the end of the offseason, and essentially the beginning of the preseason. And for them to find the amount of chemistry that they did, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. It needs to be celebrated in a way. Luka goes to the Lakers, they get bounced in the first round. So it really is a testament as to what they were able to do. But now you just got to run it back and get a whole offseason behind you.
Yeah, I'm not in the camp of fire Tibbs. I know a lot of Knicks fans are saying that right now because of the adjustments that he made late, getting to his bench late. That's the one criticism I say you can have as a Knicks fan. Don't get rid of him. You run it back. But he's got to open up that circle of trust a little bit more because, you know, Landry Shamet and some of these other guys, they actually had a little bit of juice. So maybe that's the, you know, the criticism that Tibbs has had his entire career. I've even seen it when he was coaching my team in the Bulls. Let's get one more in here because if there's anything that the NBA loves more than the product itself is the drama off of the court. Let's go to Charles Barkley. He's asked on the Dan Patrick Show, what's going to be the differences between ESPNs inside the NBA and TNTs?
Okay, but does the show look like the show? It's just, it's inside the NBA, but it's on ESPN. Is that how you're positioning this?
Dan, we don't even know.
Okay, all right.
That's one of the reasons I was waiting, like, yeah, I don't know what we're doing. And then TNT is trying to do something stupid behind the scenes. We taped a pilot about a month ago, and it was the stupidest I've ever seen in my life.
They taped a show where they couldn't use highlights. Like, they taped a, like, they would be on a different night. Because we don't know how much they're going to be on. We don't know when Scott Van Pelt's going to do the post game. We don't know when they're going to use Malika Andrews and the crew. ESPN saying we're going to use these guys a lot, and they would have to. They've wanted Charles Barkley for 20 years. They've wanted a show like this for 20 years. It is interesting that the bigger they get, it's like they're sub-licensing Pat McAfee during the day. Now they're sub-licensing inside the NBA. It's like, can they create their own stars anymore? Or is it just going to be pulling from everybody else's stuff? Suddenly the ESPN channel is becoming like a best of all the other channels, which I don't think was their intention when they started 40 years ago broadcasting kickball and loose gymnastics, synchronized swimming. I don't know.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.